Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadam Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph, and we learned Siman Yud, where he talks about a person washing oneself every Shabbos. He spoke about going to the mikvah, and he spoke about cutting one's fingernails. Now, the order is in a case where a person is going to the mikvah, is that a person should cut his fingernails before he goes to the mikvah. The order also is Rechitza, like the Chayadam says, Rechitza and then Tevila. Now, is there any issue of doing the other way around? The person says, I'll go to the mikveh. The mikveh water isn't always so clean, and multiple people are using it. I want to go to the mikveh first, and I'll take a shower afterwards. Now, obviously, not many mikvehs, but they don't want people to walk in the mikveh when they're dirty, so the person will take a shower beforehand, use the mikveh, and take a shower again afterwards. So he's mekayim the halacha of a rechitza and then tefillah, but he's doing a rechitza after the tefillah. So is that okay or not? Why? What's the question? The Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Yudalit, the Gemara says that when they used to go to the mikveh was stagnant water, because mikveh has to be standing water. They didn't have these nice filtration systems that we have, so the water would stand and it would start to smell. So people started going to the mikveh, and then after going to the mikveh, they would wash themselves afterwards. And it reached the point where people started saying that it's all one process, going to the mikveh and then washing oneself. And then they started saying, you know what, forget about the mikveh, the main thing is washing oneself. That's a big problem, because the washing oneself obviously is not sufficient. One has to do the process of going to the mikveh. So Chazar Masakin, when a person goes to the mikveh, and then after he goes to the mikveh, he pours water over himself, takes a shower, he becomes tameh. Now it's a tumor derabanan, but that was enough to discourage people from doing this. So we see that Chazal really did not like us going to the mikveh and then washing ourselves afterwards. So does that apply nowadays? So the is that relevant nowadays when we don't have the halachos of tumah tahara? On the other hand, we're going to the mikveh, which is the whole thing is a tumah tahara concept. Maybe we should be makbid on this issue as well. So that's the question. So we learned there a day where the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha down for a woman who's a nida, when she goes to the mikveh, she should not wash herself afterwards. And we are makbid on that. However, there in the Yeridei in Siman Reish Aleph, all the way at the end of Siman Reish Aleph, which is a very long Siman, the Ramah brings this down. And then, the Mefarshim over there say, it doesn't apply, it only applies uniquely to a woman who has a chiv tefillah mikra din, a woman has din nida. So that's a tefillah which is chayiv. Woman should not wash herself afterwards. But a man who's going to the mikveh for these to prepare himself for Shabbos or other reasons, this issue would not apply. And a person is allowed to take a shower afterwards. So even the Chayyim says that the order is lirchos kol guf ha-yitbol. So doing a rechitza afterwards is acceptable. Okay. Now we're going to start the next siman, which deals with the appropriate time to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. Now, most people are working, don't really have this option. They will come and they will daven mincha immediately prior to Shabbos. However, the Chayyim says that really would be preferable to daven earlier. Nearly, the Mishnah Berurah, however, does not mention this whole idea. The idea that the Chayyim is going to say is not found in the Mishnah Berurah. Back when we learned the halachos of Tilas Mincha, we learned there are two different zmanim for Mincha. The first zman is what's called Mincha Gedolah. Remember, we have the Dev Shal Zmanias. We divide the day into 12 equal hours. So after 6.5 hours of the day, which means a half an hour after the midday, again, these are halachic hours. From that point onwards, a person can daven mincha. That's called mincha gedolah. From 9.5 hours, the time which is called mincha ketana, that's the preferred time to daven. So a person could daven from 6.5 hours. The preferred time to daven is 9.5 hours. And then there's a time called plaga mincha, which, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is already the time of the person starts davening maariv. According to Chachamim, that still is a time frame where a person can daven mincha. Plaga mincha is relevant that a person can have mekabel Shabbos early before plaga mincha. So we have these three times: mincha gedolah, which is the earliest time that a person could daven; Mincha Katana, when is the time where a person, the preferred time to daven for that point and onwards. And Plaga Mincha, which is the earliest time that a person, it's already close to evening, a person can be Makal B'Shabbos early. So when's the best time to daven Mincha and Erev Shabbos? Is it Mincha Gedola, Mincha Katana, or Plaga Mincha? So this is what the Chayim is going to address in the next siman, which we'll be able to do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.